CP2. The Word of God is living and operative. It can divide the sense of our spirit and the belief of our soul. Roman numeral 5. The means of enjoying Christ as a good land is living and operative Word of God that is sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing even to the dividing of the soul and the spirit and joints and marrow and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. C. The Hebrew believer's soul, its wandering mind, its doubting concerns God's way of salvation, and its considering its own interest, had to be broken by the living, operative, and piercing Word of God that their spirit might be divided from their soul. Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and of joints and marrow, and able to discern the thoughts and intentions of the heart. 2. Whether we read the Bible, we must be living, energizing, and sharp enough to divide our soul from our spirit and discern our thoughts and intention, revealing which are of and for God. We must mix the word with faith by means of all prayers in spirit in order for it to be living and operative. Hebrews 4:2. For indeed, we have had the good news announced to us, even as they also, but the word heard did not profit them, not being mixed together with faith in those who heard. Ephesians 6:17. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God. 3. The living Word of God must pierce into our being and deliver us from our wandering mind and wandering soul into Christ as a Sabbath rest in our spirit. We should not be those who stagger in the wandering of our soul, but we need to deny the soul and press on into our spirit to partake of and enjoy the heavenly Christ so that we might participate in the kingdom of rest of his reign in the millennium. One of the Psalms says, "Today, if we hear his voice, we have read this verse again and again without anything happening to you." Now I am using this Psalm as the base of my talk with you. This Word of God must be living and operative. It must divide our soul from our spirit. Brothers, you are staggering and hesitating because your soul is mixed with your spirit. Sometimes when you are calm, deep within, your spirit is telling you to go on and follow Christ and today's Messiah. Although you may be clear about this in your spirit, you turn from your spirit to your soul. Your mind in your soul begins to wander, and this causes your soul to wander. Because your soul and spirit are mixed together, I have quoted the living Word of God, which is sharper than two-edged sword. It will pierce your mixture, divide your spirit from your soul, and show you how foolish you are. Applications to business person, graduate students. Testimony. I frequently experience worries, suffering, and hesitations because I didn't understand how to go forward in the complicated situations in the workplace, especially when I was changing jobs due to a corporate acquisition. I was very worried and hesitant because I did not know which company to change to and then whether or not I would be hired, even if I accepted the interview. In such situations, the Lord had mercy on me and told me to pay attention not to my natural feeling, but to faith, which is a feeling that comes from reading and praying the Word. I remembered all 1 Peter 1:24-25. For all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass has withered, and the flower has fallen off. The word of the Lord abides forever. And this is the word which has been announced to you as the gospel. I prayed according to the Lord speaking to me. Lord Jesus, the feeling of my soul is worthless. I respect the sense of faith in the spirit that comes from prayer reading the word. I cannot have an insight into everything, including trends of the ages, but you know everything. And you arrange all people, matters, and things for my good. My only responsibility is to exercise the spirit, enjoy you by faith, and follow you. I ignore the feelings of unworthy, fallen soul, and pay full attention to the sense of faith in the spirit. I pray these prayers over and over again, because I felt a very strong feeling of my soul, a feeling of unbelief. And I pray, according to the words of the Bible, my inner man, my regenerated spirit, was strengthened. Gradually through faith, I was able to walk the path of God's economy in a straight line, with no doubt or hesitations in my business life.